Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Exciting Ice 9119 from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit that says, Am I the arsehole for cutting off my mother-in-law? Because she told my daughter she hoped I had died when I was taken to hospital. And before we do get into this story, I just do want to give you a warning. There is talk of a car accident within the story. So if you do want to skip it, timestamps are always down in the description and along the timeline below. Thank you. It says, I, 30 female, was in a car crash. I had to be cut out of the car. I wasn't seriously injured though, thankfully, but the other person unfortunately wasn't doing too well. From what I saw before I was taken away to the hospital, I was told to stay in hospital overnight to see if I suffered from a concussion. I rang my husband and told him what happened. My mother-in-law got the incidents mixed up when he dropped off our daughters 6-11 to my mother-in-law while he rushed to see me. Next morning, my husband brings our daughters to come get me while I was waiting to be discharged. Upon seeing me, my 6-year-old bursted into tears and said, I don't want you to die. I comforted her and said, I'm not dying and I was very lucky. She then said Granny said she hoped I'd die so that them and my husband can come live with her. Me and my husband were shocked and my 12-year-old confirmed she heard her say that. My husband said he was going to ring mother-in-law. When he came back in the room, he looked furious, but didn't say anything until after we got home. And he said mother-in-law denied it, but after he kept pushing, she ended up admitting it. But she said she didn't mean it. I thought me and her were close, but I guess not. I'm incredibly hurt she would want that, and said I wanted me and the girl to go no contact with mother-in-law. I told him he can have a relationship with her, but I don't want me and the girls to have one with her. My husband said he supports me. He then rang mother-in-law and told her what I said. She didn't take it too well. She came to our house crying and saying it was a misunderstanding and she didn't mean it and that we were taking it the wrong way. My husband asked, what did you mean then? She just got hysterical and started crying and saying she always wanted daughters, but my husband was the only child due to her not being able to have any more after him. And the girls are more like her daughters than granddaughters, and she wasn't thinking properly when she said that to our 6-year-old. She got so worked up that my husband had to take her home. When he got back, he said he didn't know she felt like that, and asked, did I still want to cut her off? I said yes. He said okay, and didn't argue. It's been a week now, and he is still very quiet, and hadn't said much about what happened. And now I'm starting to feel guilty, and wondering if I took it the wrong way. Am I being the arsehole? Now, there was no clarification to what the misunderstanding was at this situation. And let's just face it, it wasn't. She said that purposely. And for me, the hysterical crying towards the end there felt very manipulative. And she thinks of your daughters as her own. Made me feel very, very uncomfortable. What is going through your mind to say that to a child? Traumatizing them like that. And you need to protect them from that. Laquila says, she traumatized your child. It was horrifying for your daughter to hear that. Bad enough her mum was in the hospital after a car accident. As a young child, she likely had a whole lot of frightening scenarios going through her mind, unable to properly process that. Your daughter needed assurance and positivity, not what that disgusting inheritance said. Mother-in-law did mean it. You don't blurt something like that out of misunderstanding or as a joke. The whole hysterical outburst she put on in front of you, that was bullshit, manipulative bullshit, because she got caught. And it seems to have worked on your husband because she's trained or brainwashed him that way. Stand your ground. she needs at very least a long time out. Do not let your husband or anyone sweep this under the rug, because doing that would make everyone think it's perfectly okay for mother-in-law to hope you died. For your daughters to lose their mum. That's sickening. I'd make that time out at least 6 months. Heck, make it for the rest of this year. She loses out on the big holidays at the very least. What a vile fucking cow. Not the arsehole. That hella high hobbit says not the arsehole. Why would you feel guilty? She wished you dead out loud to your child so she could have a child with a vagina. That's so beyond fucked up. Hopefully your husband realizes how absolutely fucked that is and cuts her off too. Nick says you do realize that she basically told your husband that she didn't want a boy. He's probably dealing with his own issues at the moment, and that's why he's been quiet. Law replies that saying, the mean person is mother-in-law, not the arsehole. I will say, you of course should be mad at what happened and can understand going no contact. I can understand no contact with kid for a while as well. You do need to understand this is hard on your husband as well. He's basically told by his mum he wasn't enough. He can decide if he wants contact again someday, but I'd recommend speaking to a therapist for him. As far as long-term no contact for your child, I'd say give it some time and then both of you can talk, maybe with professional help, about any further contact between grandma and child. A Rose says not the arsehole. She's only sorry because she got caught. Do not allow her near you or to alienate your children. She's already shown you she cannot be trusted. She's so hateful she traumatized children and wished for you to die. How on earth can your husband even question no contact? My children are not emotional support animals or your mother's do-over babies. If you feel sympathy for her, by all means go move back in with your mother and be her son's bend. The Burning Wizard replies that saying the husband hasn't questioned going no contact. Opia said several times that he supports her. The reason he probably has gone quiet is that his mother also said that she wished she had a daughter instead of him. So not only has he got his mother wishing his wife had died, his daughter being traumatized, he also got the triple whammy of knowing that his mother never really wanted him. I know society and social media thinks and pushes the narrative that men are stoic and unfeeling, but we do have feelings and emotions. He's probably gone very quiet as he tries to process all of what he has just taken place in a very, very short space of time. Now would be the time for OP to also support him, as he supports her. So OP comes in with her first update and says, well, you guys were right. I decided to talk to my husband and asked if he's upset that I decided me and the girls would go no contact with mother-in-law. He said he wasn't. He said he always knew mother-in-law wanted a daughter instead of him. And it brought back all the bad memories of rejection and hurt he felt growing up as a kid by her. I suggested therapy and he's willing to go. We're also going to get therapy for our 6-year-old as she now gets anxious if I'm not within her sight. My husband agreed that going no contact with mother-in-law is the best thing for our family. Our daughter's birthday is coming up and we have yet to tell mother-in-law she is no longer invited. Not looking forward to that, but that's the update. Thanks everyone for the lovely comments and support. I appreciate it. Two of the top comments on that one is, someone says, suggestion, maybe take your daughter out of town for her birthday to a nearby attraction. Zoo, play, something special on her birthday instead of a party, or a party at a later date with her little friends instead of family. If you're not there, mother-in-law can throw all the witch fits she wants and nobody will be there to see her, and there's no party for her to ruin. Another commenter says, she wanted you dead, so treat her as if you are, not the arsehole. And OP comes in with another update and says, I didn't think I'd be posting here again. I thought my last update would be my last. But here we are. Mother-in-law has been arrested. My husband, cousin found my post and knew it was me, and she reported straight to mother-in-law. Yeah, we knew it was you who told her, Christina. Margaret told us all about it when she came over and screaming we can't keep her daughters from her. She didn't even hesitate to drop your name and throw you under the bus. So much for loyalty, huh? You're not welcome in home anymore and you're officially removed from Sam's birthday list and our lives. How about you show the whole family this post so they can see how two-faced you are? To the Reddit community, sorry about that, but mother-in-law has been arrested. She came to our house screaming we can't keep her daughters from her. Husband tried to calm her down and get her to leave. She wouldn't and attacked him. My husband had to restrain her and I called the police. She fought them, but it got nowhere except the back of their car. The woman is truly insane. My husband talks to the police because I had to calm down my daughters because they witnessed the whole thing. My six-year-old was hysterical about Granny being taken away. This is all just a big mess. And lots of people on the back of this one suggesting getting a restraining order, clearly saying that mother-in-law has some mental issues going on. Not excusing the behavior, of course. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And our next story does come with updates as well from Separated and Confused, who says, "Am I the asshole for going scorched earth over my inheritance rings?" I know the title sounds bad, and I also know that parts of this make me a bad person. However, I think I deserve grace and understanding. Maybe I'm completely wrong though. I'm in the middle of a divorce with my 26 female husband, 29 male. The divorce happened for many reasons. I started dating my ex when I was 15 and got married at 19. I was so young and broken from childhood sexual assault. He made me feel complete and used to say that he was the only one who could help put me back together. I believed him. I thought if I was with him, I'd be okay. That was true for the most part, but I lost a lot of my identity. I thought I was happy. But when you lose yourself in someone, you can't understand how toxic they can be. Because I thought I was finally whole. Then 2020 hit. My husband's infrequent outbursts became more common as his drinking got worse. He would scream at me, tell me I was worthless and stupid, tell me I wasn't enough fun anymore, coerce me into sex by telling me I was useless unless I put out and that he deserved it. He also hit me a few times when I got mad back or said no to sex. He messed around with his friend's wife and his best friend's girlfriend. To be honest, I thought I deserved this behavior. I thought I deserved the abuse because I wasn't good enough. This is where the second part of my story starts. I found out about his friend's girlfriend because the friends told me. He didn't deny it. I felt broken. I resolved to stay and work it out, but I ended up close with his friend. We started hanging out and I felt very close with him super quickly. I pumped the brakes when I thought I might have feelings and talked with my husband. He, maybe because he was drunk, maybe because he thought I wouldn't do it, gave me the go-ahead. He said he figured if he fucked around, I could too. I enjoyed every minute with him. At first, it was purely sexual. He was leaving a bad relationship. I was trying to learn how to ask for what I wanted. But over time, I found out how awesome he was. And little by little, my personality felt like it was coming back. One day, I decided to tell him everything he did to me. With my new confidence, I learned that I didn't deserve that behavior. He was absolutely horrified, said he figured something was up, but didn't realize to what extent. He said he would be there for me no matter what, and he was. We fell in love, and I didn't know what to do. He loves me, but isn't sure if he wants to be with me because of the severe blowback he'd have personally. I ended up deciding to get divorced. Even if I couldn't have him, I knew that I couldn't be in that home. Constantly scared and freaking out. I filed, and it was like a switch for my husband. He stopped drinking, said he would go to couples therapy, and honestly, all the abuse stopped. I felt like I was making the wrong decision, like I should stay, but I knew I could not ever go back to how it was. He asked me to stop seeing my partner. I told him I did, but I did not. I couldn't, and even though my husband was trying, I couldn't get over everything he did to me over the last 3 years. Maybe I could have if I stopped seeing my friend, but I didn't. I just knew I never wanted to go back to the potential of that. Now, I feel horrible. I still am seeing my friend. I'm still in love with him, even with the uncertain future. I enjoy every day I get to see him. He said he feels the same. The guilt about it eats at me, but I just can't stop seeing him. In the divorce, my friends all took his side. He told them about my friend, but not about his abuse. And with him working on himself, I didn't want to tell anyone. I didn't think it was helpful. So now, everyone knows about me and my friend, but everyone thinks we're not together. No one really talks to us though. My divorce should be over in December. I'm excited and ready for it all to be behind me. I won't lie though, I'm hopeful that my friend and I can be together. And if that makes me a bad person, that sucks, but I don't want to wait hoping a man can get it together. I want something great that's in front of me. And if we don't work, that's fine too. I just know I deserve better. So there's a couple of top comments on this part where Opie responded. So no investigator says, you're making a mistake by not telling your friends what's really going on. You're allowing him to trash you and he will continue to do it. Give your friends a chance to support you and take it from a much older sister. The working on himself thing is phony. He'd go right back to being an abusive asshole if you went back. It happens all the time. Spouse abuses other spouse then vows to fix things when they leave. All they do is go right back when spouse is roped back in. Your new guy is a rebound. When you've been with an abuser, pretty much anyone who doesn't abuse you looks good. Been there, have the t-shirt. Get divorced and stay single for a while you get on your own 2 feet. Opie says, yeah, he might be a rebound, but I've been with him for a year. He's been very supportive. I'm hoping that we can take some time apart and I can heal. I got my own apartment 2 hours from my ex in a big city, able to make my own money, and it's been nice. And for me, I'm glad that comment said that, because it was the way that I was feeling about this whole rebound thing. Like, if you've been in a relationship like that where you're being abused, etc., etc., anything's got to look good. If you're getting like even the tiniest bit support from someone else, that's got to look amazing, right? You look at that person as kind of saving you as well, right? Obviously, I don't know. I've never been in that position, but that's the way it kind of feels in my head. But Name Game No Shame says, I'm so proud of you for getting out of this horrible marriage any way you can. But I want you to know this time apart from your other guy is a gift you absolutely must accept. I've been in these, sadly, a couple of these situations before, and I have to tell you, I do not regret the relationship so much as I regret not to take the time to be alone for a long ass time. You were so brave, but you need to heal and learn to love yourself more. I can see you're already on your way, but you know, do it more. Opie says, thank you, I appreciate it. I kinda needed the permission to just do that. My friend said he'll be completely understanding if that's what I choose and support it. I'm just trying to wait until I get my bearings in the new city before we part ways. He knows this, but neither of us want it. But we know I need it. If he's still single when that happens and we hit it off again, that'd be amazing, but it will also be fine if not. So OP adds another post, and this is where the title of the whole thing came in. That was a bit before was like a bit of backstory to what happened, and OP added the post which was titled, Am I the Asshole for Going Scorched Earth Over My Inheritance Rings, which came 4 months later after that post, and said, my female 27 mum passed a year ago. It was known that it was a possibility, so my mum divided up her jewellery my dad had gotten her over the years to give to us if she passes. I'd picked out 2 rings I'd helped my dad pick out. They were not cheap, about $10,000 a piece when I got them appraised. When I left my husband, 30 male, I left pretty quickly and with basically nothing just to get out. He kept some of my stuff, but it was in our divorce agreement that certain things were to be given to me and held in a safe deposit box until I could get them. I took basically nothing monetarily from the marriage when I left and gave him basically everything. The divorce is now final. I finally came back to my home state to pick up the rings. I found out that he did not put the rings in the safety deposit box, just some of my other jewelry. I confronted him about it and I found out that not only did he not place them for safekeeping, he stored them in his new girlfriend's female 21 apartment, who says she had them in her jewelry box for safekeeping, but she can't find them. She knew what they were according to the texts I have, and they were not his or a gift. I talked to my lawyer. He's filing a lawsuit since. One, inheritance is not marital property. And two, my ex did not follow his end of the divorce decree. I'm asking for $25,000, the cost of the rings, plus emotional damages for the loss of the only thing I have left from my mum. I also filed a report to the police for theft of the rings by his girlfriend. That probably won't go anywhere though, but they're investigating if she or he sold them. I think it's a high possibility given the value. I'm devastated by losing these. They were so special to me. He and his girlfriend are pissed at me because it's too much money that they don't have. She could get charged with theft or laundering the money from selling them for my ex. Not sure. This is mostly from my lawyer, and it's just a couple of rings. His friends, my old friends who I don't speak with, have been blowing at my phone calling me a bitch, and I hurt him so much already, and to just leave it alone. I'm getting what I deserve. I wish I could get the rings back, but I'm so upset at this and over the whole attitude about it that I want to basically go scorched earth on them. At this point, it's not only about the sentimental value, but to give a big fuck you after everything. Am I the asshole here for seeing my ex for my rings and potentially getting his girlfriend in legal trouble? Couple of top comments before we move on to the next update. So someone says, not the asshole, he needs to give you a complete and honest account of what happened to your rings. If he'd rather see his new girlfriend in jail than face the truth, well, it sucks to be her and be thrown under the bus. Obi says, that's my biggest thing. I want to know where they went. If he would just tell me, locate them and give them back, I might not have to do this. It's not even about the money. It's about taking away something so important to me. Most likely they're in some pawn shop. I'm not in town much longer, but my siblings said they would search every pawn shop to see if one of them have it. Okay Play says, who cares what his friends say? The rings were your property and he either lost or sold them. Hold them accountable. Opie says, I agree. I just hate how my phone is blowing up. It's hard to continuously be called a bitch and everything else they say about me. I've been thinking about changing my number over all this. OP updates again 10 days later and says, I posted around a week ago about my ex-husband stealing my rings. I was getting nowhere with him. The cops seemed pretty uninterested and my lawyer said that while we had a case, it could take ages. My family went through a lot of pawn shops but couldn't find anything. I was feeling pretty horrible about everything going on and figured they were a lost cause. Until a friend from my past messaged me on Instagram earlier this week. She never had sent me anything bad like other people. We just didn't talk. She linked the profile of my ex's new girlfriend's brother and said, I'm not sure. His fiance's ring looks like it might be yours. This friend also lost her mother when she was younger and said she didn't care what happened between me and my ex, but she wasn't letting some guy take that away from me. We talked for a bit and she said she was upset when she heard about the rings being missing. And my ex had gloated saying I wasn't ever giving them back. And wanted to find them if she could. Went over to the page and sure as shit, my favorite ring, a diamond with weaving silver and rose gold diamond paved band, was prominent in his engagement photos. I then went all CIA on them and looked at every family member this girl has and found another sister with my other ring, saying it was a purity ring gifted by her sister for her 16th birthday. I was floored and very pissed. I called into the work for the rest of the week and drove my ass back to my hometown. Picked up my brother and went to my ex's apartment. My ex answered the door and I lied, telling him that the cops were going to arrest his girlfriend's brother and sister for theft and he could give me those rings back in 2 days or else. One day went by, no rings. So I messaged the brother's new fiance on Instagram, showed her pictures of the ring on my hand / on my mum's hand and said it was stolen and that I wanted it back. This poor girl was appalled. I honestly think she had no idea. We ended up calling each other. She apologized and said she would talk to her fiance. I told her that I was getting that ring back. We ended up meeting up. I showed her more proof it was mine, told her the whole story, and thank God she gave it back to me. She said she didn't like her fiance's sister and that she thought she was bad news and basically stayed away from her. She said she would talk to her fiance about why in the hell he thought getting a ring from her would be a good idea. I guess word got out and my ex started calling me incessantly, basically leaving messages saying he'd do anything but don't make his girlfriend's sister give the ring back, it was embarrassing, etc. I picked my brother back up, went back to his apartment. This time, both his girlfriend and him were there. Yelling match started. My brother had to keep me from basically clawing the eyes out of that bitch. I ended up literally sitting in their entryway, saying I wasn't leaving until I got that ring. Or they could call the cops to remove me, and I'd tell them about the rings. I don't know exactly what happened after that, but she left, and came back with a ring after about an hour. The whole time, my ex is saying my mum was basically his too, and he should have something from her, and it was only right. My brother was basically standing between me and him, telling him to back off. And I got the second ring back. I stood up and just finally lost my shit. Years of him, and I don't think I'd ever gotten that mad before. I screamed at him, told him off, and spit on him when I left. I don't think it was the most mature response, but it felt fucking good. I'm also surprised that he didn't get a noise complaint slash cops called out on us, but the apartment isn't necessarily known for being nice. As for why the fuck that woman thought it was a good idea to give the rings to her family, I don't know. I'm hoping that an old friend might give me some gossip, or that I might hear from the fiancé. But honestly, I'm just happy that my rings are back and the drama is settled. I don't have to deal with him anymore. Nothing else is needed from our divorce decree. My boyfriend promised me a massage and cuddles from the cat when I get back into town, and honestly, I'm just hoping to never hear from them again. And the top comment on that says, glad you got them back. I hope his girlfriend runs. Opie says, honestly, I think they deserve each other. They both knew exactly what they were doing. But the not heartless side of me hopes she sees him for what he is and leaves, and that he gets sober and gets better. And what I enjoyed, maybe enjoyed is the wrong word for this, but it was seeing the change in Opie's character throughout, in OP throughout the story. You know, they've been through an absolute awful time from a young age by the sounds of it. They went through this abusive relationship, you know, dealing with a lot of feelings of guilt and what they was going through as well, this potential rebound relationship, and then discovering about these rings basically being stolen. And the changing character from OP from the very beginning to that point where they was literally fighting to get these back, going back to their home state and telling people, no, I'm getting these rings back no matter what. It was nice to see for OP, I thought. I mean, absolutely been through hell and back, but I'm so glad that OP did go through with it and did get those rings back. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.